Good morning. Before we go on air, we've got a few announcements. And in prayer concerns, Tony Buting has pneumonia and is having a lot of shortness of breath. Special prayer concern for him. Janet Ellis has COVID and is in the medical care facility. And, also, I got a note here that the Red Butterflies will have lunch tomorrow at the DQ. And let's see. We also have a number of birthdays this weekend and during this week. Marilyn Stoliker, Mike Strickler, B. Strickler, and Linda Gentry all have birthdays this week. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. More. And I don't have any anniversaries on my list here. Are there any this weekend or this week that I'm not aware of? Don't see any hands shooting up, so we must not have any anniversaries this week. Okay. For announcements, I would draw your attention to the back of the bulletin. And I will highlight some of them. Fellowship and coffee hour after worship has been temporarily suspended. We'll let you know when it's safe to resume. The Thursdays at 10 o'clock prayer shawl group will resume on Thursday, February 10th. Okay. There are a number of upcoming pop-up food pantries. February 17th at Croswell, February 24th at Brown City, and February 26th at Marlette. Those are all listed on the back of the bulletin. Like to bring your attention to the fact that the giving envelopes for 2022, there are still a few in the narthex waiting for a new home. If you haven't picked yours up yet, please do so. And if you did not get a box this year and would like one, call the office and let them know. Also, with the Lenten devotionals, it's time to share your God moments through our annual Lenten devotional booklets, which we have been publishing for the past 20 years now. The deadline is Monday, February 14th. That would be, let's see, a week from tomorrow. And also, February newsletters are available in the narthex or in the outdoor information box. Okay. I'm shuffling my papers up here. And we've got a
peace through letting go. It will be at 11 o'clock on Wednesday. are going to want to come, I need to know so I can order a book for you. So please let me know if you plan on attending, and I will order a book. They cost $12, and scholarships are available. March 2nd, it's a Wednesday, it's Ash Wednesday, and that night is Ash Wednesday service at 7 o'clock, which we will put in the bulletin with that information as it gets closer, but I need to order the books for Bible study.
Welcome to Sandusky First United Methodist Church. Our vision statement is love, care, and share like Christ. The mission statement of our denomination is, go make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Pastor Sue Platt will be bringing us the morning message. I am Lynn Frisbee, worship leader for this morning. While the prelude plays and the candles are being lighted, please quiet your minds and prepare your hearts for worship. Our praise song this morning is number 2129 in the little black books or on the screen. I have decided to follow Jesus. Please join me responsively in the call to worship. Come, let us worship God, the Creator and ruler of all the earth.
We long for the day when the rulers of the nations will sing God's praises and acknowledge Him as their King.
The Lord is counting on His followers to spread the message of peace and work for the coming of His kingdom.
We gather this morning to hear God's call with hearts ready to respond.
As this morning, as I pray, I'm going to pray with a prayer out of the book called Disciplines, which is the upper room and goes with our sermon today. Let us pray. Christ our Savior, You alone make us worthy to proclaim Your gospel. Grant us strength, hope, and power to serve You faithfully and with joy. Amen.
Our opening hymn this morning is number 344 in the hymnal, Lord, You Have Come to the Lakeshore.
Be seated, and it's time for the kids to come up. How are you guys? Come on over. Oh, you have something for me? Well, I guess I'll put what I have for you down. So can I open it now? Yeah. That's what it's for, is opening, right? Well, I got to figure out how to open it. Okay. Oh, my goodness. I have love notes. We love you. Your smile makes us with a smiley face. God loves you. Smile. I'm smiling. Pastor Sue, smile all the time. Happy Valentine's Day. We love you. We love you. God loves you. I have all these little things. Oh, your smile brightens our day. Shine your light. You are kind. And you are awesome. That's pretty cool. And then I have some candy. And, ooh, some topping for ice cream. Do not put, it's just decoration. Okay, do not put this on my ice cream. Okay, I love it. And then I have a little smiley face. You guys did a great job. Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day to you too. Except I don't have anything for you. I almost forgot. Valentine's is coming up, isn't it? Yes.
The kids did that because we've adopted February as our month of kindness. And so we are encouraging everyone to reach out on the grant of acts of kindness. The kids have bingo cards they made of acts of kindness that they can do at school and at home. And they're filling those out. And so we're putting one together that they can distribute to any adults that want one next week. So they're just doing random acts of kindness. So that was their first.
Thank you. For those that are on the radio might not have heard it, the Christian Ed Department, Sunday School, is taking the month of February in acts of kindness. They have a bingo card, so that was an act of kindness, and you guys are all kind. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And they will have those available for adults as well, if you would like one. Yes, I want one. Right? Because we all should be doing that anyway, right? But now we can go, bingo! I love it. Thank you. What a great idea. You guys are so good. Yeah, you are. Mm-hmm. So I have a question for you. How many of you go fishing? Got a couple hands. Do you like to fish? Yeah, you didn't raise your hand, did you? Okay, raise your hand. You like to fish, though. Do you get fish when you go fishing? Sometimes. You go fishing, too? In the neighbor's pond, that's probably the best place to fish. Yeah. So you get fish? Well, today's story is about some men, excuse me, tickle, who went fishing. And they were in their boats. There was several of them. They fished all night. Can you imagine fishing all night? I can't either. They fished all night, and you know what? They didn't catch any fish. None. Zip. Zero. Wouldn't that be frustrating? But who do you think came along? Jesus. Jesus is always the right answer, right? Jesus came along, and you know what he told Peter? He got in Peter's boat, and he went out, and he preached some to the crowd, because there was a large crowd there. But then you know what he told Peter? What do you think? Any ideas? Peter, go take your boat out there a little bit deeper with your nets and fish. What do you think Peter said? We've been trying. Lord, we've been out there all night long, didn't find anything. But you know what he said? Peter said, but because you told us to, because you said so, I will go out and do that. And he immediately went out, put down his net, and you know what happened? He got fish. He had so many fish, he had to call his friends and say, come help me. They had to go out there with other nets to catch all the fish, and they were putting the fish in two boats, and you know what? The boats almost sank because there were so many fish. Wow. So the title of the sermon is, What a Catch? But then Peter realized who Jesus was, and he went down on his knees and he praised Jesus, And Jesus, he was a little nervous then because he figured out Jesus is the Savior. And Jesus said, don't be afraid. Now go and fish for men and women. Now that's kind of a strong saying or a weird saying, isn't it? How do we go fish? What does it mean to go fish for men and women? Am I going to hook you? Come on. Am I going to hook you with a hook? Is that what it means? What do you think? You guys are so quiet. Yes, what do you think? It's going to teach them. Yeah, go and teach others, men and women. Go teach others about Jesus, about God. Absolutely right. So today I want you to listen to the story because I want you boys and girls, no boys, all girls, to go out. But you guys are boys and girls here. We're all children of God. We're all going to be called to go and preach the word. Maybe not as a preacher, but to share experiences. And I'll talk about that more in the sermon, okay? Let's pray. Will you pray with me? Dear God, thank you for fishing for men and women. May we serve you. Amen. All right. Here's your children's bulletin. That's what I have for you today. There you go. All right. There you go. Thank you for the wonderful box of gifts.
Today's Old Testament reading is a Psalm of David. It's Psalm 138. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise. I will bow down toward your holy temple and will praise your name for your unfailing love and your faithfulness. For you have so exalted your solemn decree that it surpasses your fame. When I called, you answered me. You greatly emboldened me. May all the kings of the earth praise your name when they hear what you have decreed. May they sing of the ways of the Lord, for the glory of the Lord is great. Though the Lord is exalted, he looks kindly on the lowly. Though lofty, he sees them from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. With your right hand, you save me. The Lord will vindicate me. Your love, Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word.
Thank you, Wayne. Now as we go to our Lord in prayer, we are praying this week for Advanced Auto Parts and the children's area. And I'm going to need more of these, so if you guys want to make some more. I pray for my mom to have the best week today, Emily Tank. Oh, sweet. That's an act of kindness. Remember all of those on our prayer list and those that we lifted this morning. Good to be back in the pulpit with you. I'm thankful for safe travel and to be here with you. So let us pray. Holy and gracious God, you are awesome. You work in our lives in incredible ways. So we praise your name and we worship you and we give you thanks for all that you do. Lord, help us to remember that you are always with us. When you call us, may we respond. May you be with the people that we have spoken or unspoken and need you. Need you for healing, for upcoming procedures, for recovery. for financial stresses, for relationships that are turned inside out, for fears and struggles. Lord, we all need you. We're just so thankful that we can gather in your home, on the radio, in our cars, wherever we are, that we can honor you by committing ourselves to you, to worshiping you. We pray, Lord, that we can make a difference in this community and in our church. As we hear the message, that we can trust you, that we can turn to you, that we will be faithful and obedient and follow you. And it is with this we pray, in the Christ, as Christ taught us together to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. This morning, our gospel reading is from Luke chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. Hear these words. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowded around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, Put out into the deep water and let down the nets for a catch. And Simon answered, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you said so, I will let down the nets. When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man. For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. And Jesus said to Simon, Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people. And so they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. And now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. I think so, too. Look how many we have in the choir. And everyone is still welcome to join. We still have more robes. And Wednesday at 4 o'clock, we're practice. All right. It is really wonderful to have this many. They sounded good downstairs. We'll know that they'll sound good up here. So, we're in the color green, as you can see, in the altar, pulpits. A teaching time, a time of growth. And Jesus is just beginning his ministry, and he's gone to the lake, which is also known as the Sea of Galilee. I had the privilege, being in the Holy Land, to go to the Sea of Galilee, and I was on a trip with the bishop. And there were several busloads of us, and we got on three large boats and went out to the sea, on the Sea of Galilee, and they tied the boats together, and the bishop preached. What an awesome feeling. It was so cool to be there on the Sea of Galilee where Jesus was in a boat with the bishop. Almost can't get better than that, except for maybe heaven. So Jesus is coming up, and they got their boats at the side, and they're washing their nets, as you heard in the story. But they hadn't caught anything. Zilch. Zero. Nada. Nothing. You guys think that's funny, don't you? I love these young people. They caught nothing. But Jesus gets in the boat anyway, and he goes out and he preaches to them, because this is a time that he's teaching others to know about him and also about God. Then he tells Peter, take that boat and go out. Can you imagine after you have fished all night? I would be exhausted. I would be whiny. I would be saying, look, Lord, I want to go home and go to bed. Wouldn't you? Let's be honest. Wouldn't you? Yeah. But instead, you got to love Peter. His name is Simon. Simon Peter. Peter says, but, because you said so, I will go out and put my nets down. And that's what he did. And he caught so many, they had to ask his friends, hey, come out here. Come help me. And both boats almost sank. Can you imagine that many fish? How many of you got that many fish when you went fishing? Anybody? This big. Yeah, this big. I love it. And the story gets bigger, right? Yeah, exactly. So they bring in the fish, because in that day and time, for Peter, James, and John, they weren't fishing just to go get a fish as a hobby or, hey, I want some dinner. They were fishermen that was part of their business. Yes, I'm sure they ate some of those, but they also probably sold most of them so that others could eat and have food provided. They needed to have the fish, and God provided for them. Isn't that awesome? I heard a few awesomes up here. Isn't that awesome? Yeah. I cannot imagine. That is so incredible. God is so good. And Simon Peter went, wow, that was so amazing. He fell down on his knees before the Lord, and he praised him. Wow, what did you do? We were out here all night and couldn't do anything. And you come along and tell us to fish here, and now we have more than what we need. That's incredible, isn't it? How awesome is that? But Peter got a little nervous there. This man just helped us get all this fish. Did you hear what he called this man? Jesus? The scripture said, Master. He recognized who Jesus Christ was. He's the Lord. He had seen him helping the poor. He had seen seen Jesus feeding others, healing them. He'd already watched what some of Jesus Christ did. And now Jesus said, now you are going to go out and fish for men and women. Whoa. Our job was just to fish for fish. Now you want us to go out and fish for men and women? Kind of a strange comment, isn't it? What does that mean? And you guys hit it right on. What does it mean to fish for men and women? Go teach people about God. That's right. So that others may know who Jesus is and bring them into the kingdom of God. Amen. Good answer. And you know what they did? What's the very last line of this verse? They pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and what? Remember it? Followed. You guys were paying attention. Very good. They followed Jesus. They left everything. Now, I remember when Jesus called me, he called me into ministry. And you know what I did? I did not leave everything, and I did not follow immediately. I went the other way and said, no way. No way could I do that. No way. Uh-uh. You're not going to find me there. And then I volunteered at the church. I think I volunteered in every area, every committee, sang in the choir. Wherever I could, I volunteered. See, God, I'll do that. I want to do that. Do you hear that? I. Jesus knocked on that heart and that brain, and he said, I want you to be a pastor. I'm like, no way. I don't want to. I can't do that. And then I became on staff as a Christian ed director. Ha! See, God, I can do that. God still knocked on my heart. I want you to be a pastor. Okay, 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 I get it. But see, Peter, James, and John didn't hesitate. They left everything, their dad, their occupation, their area. They left everything immediately and followed Jesus. And I was thinking about the church in general. We all are called because we all have different gifts. And we're all called to do certain things. And you girls that are sitting up here have been called to acolyte, to dance, go to Sunday school. And you do that, don't you? And you do it well. See, God calls each one of us. But you know what we say sometimes? We say like what Pastor Sue said. No way. I'm too busy. I've already done that. I can't do that. Haven't we all said those things before? But how are we supposed to respond? Is God still calling on your heart? There's many of you have responded. We call again and you respond again. We call again and you respond again. Because that's Jesus calling you to serve him. And see, we should do that because what has Christ done for us? Everything. He gave up his life, dying on the cross for you and I, for our sins to be forgiven. Hence is why I want to do the book, Forgiveness, during Lent. I hope you all come, many of you as you can. Because he gave up his life for us. So what are we to do in return? We worship. We pray. We read our Bible. Do our devotions. Come to Sunday school. Attend worship. Mission work. We help the community. We had a great workshop yesterday when the East Winds District got together and did their tools for ministry. Three of us were in one particular spot. We kind of left Deb out on her own. Sorry. The three of us were on missions and outreach. and a difference of mission and a difference of outreach. Here in the scripture, there's no difference. You are to go and make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world, which is our United Methodist mission statement. And he tells Peter, James, and John, as he calls them to be his disciples, and now you will go and make disciples. He says, fish for men and women. You'll make disciples. That's what we're called to do as a church. And a lot of times, generalization in all churches, we want butts in the pews, don't we? Let's be honest, right? Where are people we want butts in the pews? Where was Jesus? He was on the Sea of Galilee. Sometimes he went to the synagogue and he read the scriptures. But most of the time, Jesus was outside of a building, reaching where the people are. I know with COVID, we're not getting everybody back in the church, and it's probably a good thing because we do need to spread out a little bit and be safe. But the idea is that we do missions. We don't do missions outside in our community, so the butts get in the pew. Right, Suzanne? That's what they taught us yesterday. That's not why we do missions. Why do we do missions? It's the same thing as what the scripture is telling us, that we can go and make disciples, that we bring people into the kingdom of God, to bring people to Jesus Christ. I know people are listening on the radio, and I am so thankful that you listen to us on the radio. Sure, we'd love to have more people in the church building, but that's not what it's about. I want to change that attitude. It's not what it's about. The attitude is that we need to reach people for Jesus Christ, that they become disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world, and our world needs it. Amen? So how do we do that? We're all called, and we're not called. You girls don't need to take your Bibles to school and go, okay, this scripture says, and tell your friends. But what you can do and what you should do is go, you know what? We had a great experience on Sunday at church, and we gave our pastor this great Valentine's gift. That's sharing what God wants us to do and that you were in church. That's witnessing. It's that simple. Is that simple? You can tell your friends, especially friends that aren't churched. Can we do that, adults? These young ladies said we can do that. Can we do that? We can go and talk with our family and our friends and go, you know what? Sunday sermon was, what a catch! And it was kind of fun, I hope. Yeah, I try to make it fun. Because God is pretty awesome. And he gave us his son. And just in a little bit, we're going to have Holy Communion to recognize and to remember what Jesus did for us, that he died for you and I. And the good news is that he rose again. Amen? He rose again. So that he is with us in the power of the Holy Spirit now. And to call us. And to call us. Are you listening? Today our choir is going to sing Break the Bread. Listen to the words as they talk about Holy Communion.
Stand for me.
on the night that Jesus sat with his disciples on Passover. They sat and ate their meal together, and he took the bread and he broke it and he said, "This is my body broken for you." And after the meal was over, he took the cup and he blessed it and he gave thanks and he said, "And this is my blood poured out for you for the forgiveness of your sins." And every time you partake of the bread and of the juice, remember me. Remember what I've done for you. He gave up everything, even his life. So this morning we're going to take Holy Communion, and I have it here. And I'm going to ask that you come, and I will hand you a communion cup. You may kneel at the rails, you may stand at the rails. If you choose, you may go back to your seat. But I want you to peel back the first part and remember, take the wafer as Christ's body broken for you, and then take the next layer off and peel it back to receive the juice that is Christ's blood shed for you. I really want you to think, as we're going to be going into this time of Lent soon, that God forgave you. That's why he died. Do we need to forgive someone else? Have we asked God for that forgiveness? Holy Communion is all about Jesus Christ. Come and take your time as you remember him. Let's pray. God, pour out your Holy Spirit on these gifts of bread and juice and make them be for you, for us, the body of Jesus Christ. Remembering his body was broken and his blood was shed, that we may have forgiveness, grace, mercy, love, eternal life. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Christ, I pray. Amen. Come as the Spirit moves you. Doesn't have to be row by row. Come as the Spirit moves you. You may dispose of your cups at the back when you leave. There's a trash can in the back. And now let the ushers please come forward for the morning offering. Please stand as able. Thank you for the life that you have given to us, for all that you do, for the wonderful catch. Maybe catch others for you. So accept these gifts that we may be your disciples and make that commitment to follow you and to use these gifts for the kingdom of God. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Jesus calls us. That's the last song. Please sing. Christians, as people of the church, as a body of Christ, we are all called to serve our Lord Jesus Christ. May we follow him, may we make that commitment, and may excuse me, and may we praise his name. Excuse me. Go now in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you.